Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DeepMind is helping soccer teams take the perfect corner. A soccer AI model created by Google DeepMind makes predictions about where corners will go and suggests tweaks to make goals more or less likely. By Amit Katwala. The most exciting young coach in football might not be at Bayer Leverkusen or Stade de Rome or even Bologna FC. It might be at Google DeepMind. For the last few years, the search giant's artificial intelligence division has been working with Liverpool Football Club to bring AI to the world's most popular sport. In 2021, DeepMind researchers developed a model that could predict where players would hit a penalty based on their outfield position. In 2022, they developed one that analyzed video footage of games to predict where players would run next, even when they went off screen. But none of these systems were a complete prototype that could feasibly give useful suggestions to coaches in the real world, says Petr Belichkovic, a staff research scientist at Google DeepMind and co-author of a paper published today in Nature Communications. We wanted to actually build something that could lead to a feasible system. Enter Tactic AI. It started life as a predictive system for open play, one that could analyze a game and tell coaches who was most likely to receive a pass or what their chances of creating a dangerous goal-scoring opportunity might be. But the data analysts and coaches at Liverpool wanted something simpler. In open play, you can't make a lot of useful on-the-spot changes because there's 22 players, and it's very dynamic, and if you try to make changes in the heat of the moment, you might end up confusing people, says Velichkovic. Working with player tracking data from 7,176 corners taken in the Premier League during 2020 and 2021, the researchers began by representing the arrangement of players as a graph, with the player's position, movement, height, and weight encoded as nodes on the graph, and relationships between players as the lines between them. Then they used an approach called geometric deep learning, which takes advantage of the symmetry of a football pitch to shrink down the amount of processing the neural network needed to do. This isn't a new strategy. A similar approach was used in DeepMind's influential AlphaGo research. The resulting model led to the creation of a number of tools that could be useful to football coaches. Based on the arrangement of players at the moment the kick is taken, Tactic AI can predict which player is most likely to make the first contact with the ball and whether a shot will be taken as a result. It can then generate recommendations for the best ways to adjust player position and movement to either maximize the chance of a shot being taken for the attacking team or minimize it for the defending team, shifting a defender across to cover the near post, for instance, or putting a man on the edge of the area. The football experts at Liverpool particularly liked how Tactic AI's recommendations could pinpoint attackers who were critical for the success of a particular tactic, or defenders who were asleep at the wheel, Velichkovic says. Analysts spend hours sitting through video footage looking for weak points in their opponent's defensive setups that they can target, or trying to find holes in their own team's performances to double down in on training. But it's really hard to track across 22 people across lots of different situations, Velichkovic says. If you have a tool like this, it immediately helps you see which players are not moving in the right way, which players should be doing something different. Tactic AI can also be used to find other corners which feature a similar pattern of players and movement, again, saving hours of time for analysts, According to DeepMind, the suggestions made by the model were rated as useful by Liverpool coaches twice as often as current techniques, which are based only on the physical coordinates of the players and don't take into account their movement or physical attributes. Two corners might look the same, but if the tall striker is at the edge of the box in one and running towards the near post on the other, that's probably important. One thing it's also doing, according to DeepMind's Jay Wong, another lead contributor to the paper, is making up for the lack of suitable language to describe the huge range of different things that can happen at a corner. Unlike American football, which has a deep and storied nomenclature for different plays and running routes, the choreographing of soccer set pieces in such detail is a relatively new phenomenon. Different coaches may have their own expressions for the patterns of corner kicks that they observe, says Wong. So, with Tactic AI, we hope to use the power of deep learning to establish a common language to describe patterns of corner kicks. In future, according to the paper, the researchers hope to build Tactic AI into a natural language interface so that coaches can query it in text and get answers to the problems they're trying to solve on the pitch. Velichkovic says that the model could be used during a game to help coaches refine their corner routines on the fly, but that it's most likely to be useful in the days leading up to a match, where it'll free up coaches' time. We don't want to build AI systems that replace experts, says Velichkovic. We want to build AI systems that amplify the capabilities of experts so that they are then able to do their job a lot more efficiently and have more time for the creative part of coaching. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.